Okay, everybody, today's daf is daf Mem Zayin. We're holding Mem Vav Amud Beis, 5 lines from the bottom of the Amud, 4 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Amud of Yehuda Berei Derav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav. The discussion today is going to focus on what do we do in Chutz La'aretz. We have a Sveika Dioma. Do we sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Do we make a bracha leishe basukkah on Shmini Atzeres? And that's going to be the focus of the discussion. Om Rav Yehuda Breda Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav. Rav Yehuda Breda Shmuel said in the name of Rav, Shmini Sofek Shvi'i, Shmini Atzeres, where for us in Chutz La'aretz, it's a Sveika Dioma, maybe today is the 7th day. What's the halacha? Shvi l'sukkah, u'shmini l'bracha. It has the status of 7th day for sukkah purposes, 8th day for bracha purposes. Now, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, it's not crystal clear what Rav meant, because we're going to have 2 versions of what Rav said in interpreting and understanding his halacha. But in the meantime, when we see the word Shmini Lebracha, we are not referring to the Bracha Leishe Basukah, but rather, says Rashi, we're referring to the fact that in Shemana Esrei, and in benching, and in Kiddush, we no longer say Es Yoim Chag HaSukai Sezer, we say Es Yoim Shmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh, or Rashi has Es Yoim HaShmini Chag Atzeres HaZeh. So that's what we mean by Shmini Lebracha. We're going to get back to, what about, do you sit in the sukkah? Do you make a bracha leishe basukkah? We'll see momentarily. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Shmini lozeh ulezeh. It's Shmini for both purposes, meaning not only for the recital of Es Yoim HaShmini Chag Atzeres HaZeh, not Yoim Chag HaSukkah HaZeh, but for purposes of sukkah as well, it's Shmini. What does that mean for sukkahs, it's Shmini? Zokhi Imar, according to the first version, Mesiv Kol Yamalei Pliyid Diosvinan, everybody, both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, hold that you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Ki Pliyid was the Machloike Lebruche, do you make a bracha leishe basukkah? Aha. Islaman Diyam, according to Rav, that said Shvi Lesukkah, Beruche Nami Barachina. Not only do we sit in the sukkah, we even make a bracha leishe basukkah in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, notwithstanding the fact that in benching and in Shmona Esrei and in Kiddush we say Es Yoim HaShmini Chag Atzeres HaZeh, nevertheless we still make a bracha of leishe basukkah according to the first version. Yeah,
this is referring to Golis.
Only in Golis, only in Golis. Eretz Yisrael,
nothing to do
with Eretz Yisrael. Today, Baruch Hashem, there's no din of Sveika D'Yoma on Shmini Atzeres. Everything is total Shmini.
This Gemara covers Bavel.
Bavel and America and London and the entire world except for Eretz Yisrael.
There's no eating about Shachar the Lulav, though.
No shocking rule of Shmini Atzeres. Don't even think about shocking rule of Shmini Atzeres.
I didn't think about it.
But you did. You asked the question. Anyway, so the Gemara tells us is that according to the first version, Kuli Al Mamoid, everybody agrees you sit in the sukkah. And therefore when Rav said, Shvi L'sukkah, he was saying, sit in the sukkah and make a bracha leishe basukkah. On now to the second line, L'man Yomar, Shmini L'zeh L'zeh, Sheli, we are Mem Zayin Omid Aleph, second line from the top. The man Yomar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that he says Shmini Lezeh Lezeh Bruchei Loi Mevarchinan. You do sit in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha in the sukkah. So that's why it's so important to know what the Gemara is interpreting these words, because when you learn the words of Yochanan Omar Shmini Lezeh Lezeh, automatically you think Shmini, that means it's no longer sukkah. It's yes. Shmini Atzeres, even for purposes of sukkah.
Enochanami.
Yes, Enochanami. But you do sit in the sukkah according to the first version.
Why?
That's what you see. Go back to the Omer.
The question is why?
Why do you sit in the sukkah?
I don't make a bracha. I don't bench lulav. Why do I have to sit in the sukkah? According to
because it's a sveika d'yoma. It's a sveika d'yoma. Maybe today on Shmini Atzeres, it's really the 7th day.
He's right. Munashach. If it's
sveika d'yoma. Okay, can we put lulav for a second away? First, we go address each point individually. Just like the second day of Yom Tov, we make it a yontif, and it's sort of, as you know, it's just chol hamoed.
Yeah.
Why to make a yontif? Because the shake of the oil. So the choyer, the seventh day, right? Minigav the same. So the choyer, the seventh day of Sukkot. I don't know if it's the seventh day or it's on the eighth day. So therefore, I should have to be machmir on the eighth day. I should also sit in the sun. That's why, according to the first version, everybody agrees that you sit in the sukkah because of that sfeik of the oil. So you're going to say, well, why don't you make a bracha leisha b'sukkah? Since leisha b'sukkah is drabbanon, the drabbanon didn't push it that far. Now, even though on the second day of sukkahs we make a shechiyanu, as if it's a brand new yantif, but we don't want to interfere with the independence of Shemini Atzeres, because the more you keep on saying sukkah, 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 the more you're undermining the fact that it's Shemini Atzeres when there is no sukkah, when there is no lulav. It's a regular from the Atzma. So you smooth the yasino, you takas in the sukkah, but you do not make a bracha. So now, everybody, beginning with Daniel and Robert and Barry, who has really strengthened and energized the question, what about lulav? So everybody, so look at the top toises. So you see, Toysis addresses this question. Why don't we say a sveik of the oima take the lulav also on Shmini Atzeres? So Toysis says, because since there's a din that it's hooked to the mitzvosai, it's now yontiv. If you have no need for this lulav, assuming that in fact today is Shmini Atzeres and not Sukkis, then it's muktzah. So we have over here a tension. What's the tension? On the one hand, we want to be machmir because sveik of the oima, let's go and take the lulav and esrei. On the other hand, we don't want to because it's muktzah. It's a piece of holtz, it's a piece of wood, so you shouldn't be taking it. As well as, if you're going to go and take the lulav, then everybody will say, aha, I see that maybe Taka today is yontiv, maybe it's not Shmini Atzeres after all. So it's undermining the Indian of Shmini Atzeres of regular b'fnei atzmei. But the fact that you sit in the sukkah, it's very pleasant outside. If it's not raining and if it's not cold, I love sitting in the sukkah, so it's kishmak. So therefore it doesn't undermine the Indian of Shmini Atzeres being a regular b'fnei atzmei. It's good to everybody. Daniel, you're happy. Barry, you're happy. Albert, okay. The Bezin, everybody's happy. Baruch Hashem. And we continue on.
Why lulav is muktza?
Anytime eitzim are muktza on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur. Only reason why lulav is not muktza is because Baruch Hu said, go and take it. But if Hashem doesn't say take it, then it's muktza. It's a muktza.
But if it's eitzim on Yom Kippur, you can use eitzim on Yom Kippur for firewood. So if it's ois Yom Kippur, it's no longer so.
If you're going to use it for that purpose. If you remember back in the beginning of the Perek of Mem Beis Amid Beis, right after the Mishnah, the Gemara was talking about Shabbos. V'amai tiltul bi'almahu. What means tiltul bi'almahu? Says Rashi, Ein boitzad iser ela kimetaltul eitzim. The last line of Mem Beis Amid Beis is metaltul eitzim. But you see that the din of Isser of Eitzim on a lulav, because lulav is not a kli, you're allowed to take it on Yom Tov because of the fact it's a mitzvah, but if it wasn't a mitzvah, then it's muktzah, she shouldn't be taking it. So this, as, yes, it was up to Reb Ruben Alivi.
This is when the Midrash was existing, and after the Midrash.
That specific Gemara was talking about that in the times of Beit HaMikdash, even on Shabbos they took the lulav. That's correct. But today, we do not take the lulav and the trok on Shabbat. We do not. Right. Shkoyach. You're 100% right. So this is the first pshat then in the machloikis between Rab and Rav Yochanan. Everybody agrees you sit. However, there's a machloikis whether you make a bracha. Rav Yosef, Nekoit Rav Yochanan B'yodcha, go and follow Rav Yochanan. You sit in the sukkah, but don't make a bracha. Rav Huna Bar Bizna, V'chol G'doy Li'adar, Iklu'u B'sukkah B'shmini Sofik Shvi'i. They all came to the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, which was the Sofik Shvi'i because it was in Chutz La'aretz. Meisim HaV'yasvi, they sat in the sukkah, Baruch Eloi Brichi, but they did not make a bracha. Oh, so it sounds just like Rav Yochanan. As you recall, in yesterday's Gemara, we had a multiple Mandiyomra machloikis, and one of the Mandiyomrim says, you know what? You only have to make one bracha leisha b'sukkah at the beginning of sukkahs, and nothing more after that. Why? Because it's a continuous mitzvah for 7 times 24. How much is 7 times 24?
entire holiday.
The entire holiday. Seven. That's easy. 7 times 4 is 28. Everybody agrees to that? 7 times 2 is 14. So it's 168. It's 168 hours straight, one long yoim arichta of 168 hours that you make a bracha at the very beginning and finish. You don't have to make a bracha every single day and every time you go into the sukkah, just one bracha. So maybe all of these great people that you're referring to, Rav Huna, Bar Dizon, Chol Gedei Hadar, maybe they hold like the Mandiyama that you make a bracha the first night and they're not going to make a bracha anymore. Not day 2 and not day 3 and not day 4 and not day 5. And that's why they didn't make a bracha, Shmini Atzeres, but not because they hold like Rabbi Yechon. Emre the Gemara, and now this Gemara is mind-boggling. Gemara says, Gemiri, this Mandiyama Rav Yosef, when he was repeating this, he had a Kabbalah from his rabbis, the Me'afar also, that Rav Huna Bar Nizan of Chol Gedolei Hadar was sitting for the first time this Sukkos on Shmini Atzeres in a Sukkah. Why? Because they were far away from civilization. They were out by Afar. Afar means out in the marshes, where the behemoths were roi oisham, were grazing in the pasture in the marshes. And by the time they finally got home to get to a close sukkah, the closest sukkah, took them 7 days to get there on Shmini Atzeres, and that was the first time they sat in the sukkah that entire week. Can you imagine? Gedolei Hadar? They didn't sit in the sukkah the whole sukkahs. First time was on Shmini Atzeres. I don't know. I guess all of the railroads and all of the wagons were broken down and they couldn't get back to civilization until Shmini Atzeres. So the answer is l'chayre, they should have made a bracha because clearly they didn't make a bracha on day number 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. So therefore l'chayre, they should have made the bracha for the first time on Shmini Atzeres and they didn't. Is the charai because they hold like Rabbi Yochanan that Yesuve Yasvinan Baruchei Loi Bar Chinam. Good, David? We've taken away your suspense?
Yes.
Baruch Hashem. Ikadiyami, there's another version of the story, Rabbi Yisai. Perfect. Baruchei Kuliyam Loi Pligid Loi Bar Chinam. Everybody agrees that you do not sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. I'm sorry. Everybody agrees that you do not make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres. Where's the machlokes lemeisav to sit in the sukkah? Oh, lemandi yomar shiva lesukkah. He didn't really say shiva. He said shvi. That's probably the correction here of the bach. Lemandi yomar shvi lesukkah. Kol mandi yomar shvi lesukkah. What does that mean? Meisav yosvinan. It's shvi. It's still considered to be a sveka the yomer of yom shvi. So you sit and you don't make a bracha. Everybody agrees according to the second version. You don't make a bracha. But you do sit in the sukkah. Well, man, yom shmini, according to Bjorkman, hold shmini zelazah, meisim nami lo yosvin, and you don't even sit in the sukkah. Zero gunished on shmini atzeres. You don't sit, you don't make a bracha, nothing. Now, how do we paskin? Now, we have two versions of the machloikis. Om Rav Yosef, in the koit of Yerchem, Yotcha, Fala Rav Yerchem, Demora Dishmaitse, Mani. Who is the first person that we began with the whole shtickle toira today, the whole daf? Remember back on Mem Vav Amid Beis, the very first man Yom was Om Rav Yehuda Berei Derav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav Shmini Sofik Shvi. So the one that started off the whole conversation was Rav Yehuda Berei Derav Shmuel Bar Shilas in the name of Rav. Now you would think that he would follow the opinion of Rav. And what did Rav say? Shvi l'sukkah. You're supposed to go and sit in the sukkah on the seventh day. And guess what? Zokti Gemara, this Mordishmaitz means the one that initiated this entire Gemara. That was the Peter Ben Shmuel Bar Shilas. And he paskin like he didn't paskin, but he was quoting in the name of Rav. Ubishmini Sofik Shvi, our very issue. Lebar mi sukkah Yosef. He sat outside the sukkah, even though he's quoting Rav that says that it's Shvi'i l'sukkah. And Shvi'i l'sukkah means, according to this second lashon, that everybody agrees, Yisuve Yosvinan Farket. Everybody agrees you don't make a bracha. However, you sit according to Rav. You don't sit according to Rav Yochanan. And he didn't sit. So he followed Rav Yochanan. That's why Rav Yosef said, Nikoit Rav Yochanan Yodach, because even the one that is carrying the banner for Rav, he paskins like Halacha L'maisa, like Rav Yochanan.
What is Shmini Atzeres' relationship to Sukkah?
It's a very good question. Min HaTorah, no relationship whatsoever. On the right after we finish laning the seven Torah or Maftir portions, Musaf portions for the 7 days of Sukkot. It's a brand new yontif. The Gemara is going to call it a regel bifnei atzmo. It's a separate yontif onto its own. It just happens to follow the day after Sukkot. They could have followed a week later or 2 weeks later. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I want it to follow right after Sukkot, that final day. Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu do that? So Rashi brings from Chazal, Rashi and Chumash brings from Chazal, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, for the last 7 days, we've all been together, b'yahava, achba, sholem, v'reyes, in Yerushalayim, bringing the karbonis, sitting in the sukkah, waving with our lulav and esrik, and now said the Kadosh Baruch Hu, koshalai predaschem. I feel very bad that everybody's going home, and everybody is going to say sayonara, and arrivederci, and they're all going to go and leave. Therefore, aseli su'uda ketana, make one last farewell banquet, koshalai predaschem, and that's the whole inyan of Shmini Atzeres, that we have that last final moment to enjoy the brotherhood of all of our fellow Jews, as well as our relationship to Kavi Yochel, to the Rebbeinu. Yes, Reuven Alivi.
If you make a bracha, yes?
Yes,
yes.
And you're saying bracha. Which bracha? You mean the leshei basuka?
Yeah.
That's the machloket. Exactly like you're saying. That's why, according to the first version of the story, everybody agrees that you sit in the sukkah, and the machloket is whether you should make a bracha because of your concern. According to the second Lashon, the Ikadiyami, everybody agrees you do not make a bracha, and the machloket is whether or not you sit in the sukkah or not. But because of what you're saying, because it could be a bracha lebatala. Yeah.
How come there is no machloket that we speak of the yom of the second day of the yom, of the first yom? We make shachayon in the Fulam.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No machloket about.
Right.
The same bracha lebatala shayla is extant.
It's a very good question, and the answer is along the lines of what we've been discussing, that the second day of Yom Tov is Chol HaMoed. All we're doing is we're impressing upon it and imbuing it with Hilchos Yom Tov of Sukkot. It is Sukkot. We take the Luv and Asik anyway. We sit in the Sukkah anyway. All we're doing is we're adding the Isser Malach of Yom Tov because of the Svek of Yom. There's no contradiction in terms between the Chol HaMoed and the Moed. It's all Sukkot. We're just strengthening the bonds of Sukkot. Here on Shemini Atzeres, were you to go and say, make a bracha leisha b'sukkah, take the lulav because it's veka d'yoyma, sit in the sukkah, everybody's going to say, when the Shemini Atzeres begin, it's the whole thing is just an extension of sukkah.
Yeah, I have a counterpoint of
it's a contradiction.
I don't have the second day of Yom Tov.
I have a tension between old Yom Tov and the new Yom Tov, and that undermines the new Yom Tov by sitting in the sukkah.
Which I don't have on the first day.
Oh, it does. Here you're just strengthening the second day of Chol HaMoed, first day of Chol HaMoed, but making it Yontif. Here you're undermining and weakening Shemini Atzeres as a separate regel of Ne'atzmai. Where's the regel of Ne'atzmai? I see it's still Sukkot. We're eating the Sukkot. We're taking the Lulav and Esrog, like Tosis, like you asked, like everybody asked, etc., etc. So that's why we're trying to keep it as limited as possible.
So Shemini Atzeres is a farewell party?
In a sense, exactly. Amr of Yoichanan. Okay, until now we spoke about the mitzvah of Leishiv HaSukkah. First of all, the mitzvah of Yeshiv HaSukkah and the bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah. At this point, we're going to talk about the din of making a Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres. Omer Rav Yochanan, Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shulchak. You do say Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres at night because it's a regel Bifnei Atzmai. Ve'ein Oimrim Zman B'Shvi Shul Pesach, but you do not say Shechiyonu on Shvi Shul Pesach because it's just a continuation of Yom Tov. Now, even though v'yoyim harishon shabbosin or v'yoyim hashvi'i shabbosin, in between day 1 and day 7 of Pesach, we had a whole bunch of days called Chol HaMoed, but it's still Yom Tov, and now Shvi'i is also Yom Tov. It's the same Yom Tov, Pesach, no change. However, it comes Shmini Shulchag, then you make Shechiyonu because it's a regel b'fnei atzmai. The Omer of Levi Bar Choma, Yisem Rav Choma Bar Chanina. Teda, I'll bring you a raya that Shmini Atzeres is a brand new Yom Tov Sheri Chol HaMoed Dvarim. We have three differences. Number one, the Sukkah. Min HaTorah, you don't sit in the Sukkah, like in Eretz Yisrael. They don't sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The Lulav, you don't take the Lulav and Esrig on Shmini Atzeres. And you don't have Nisach HaMayim. The Nisach HaMayim is only 7 days, from day 1 through day 7. That's the special Nisach that they did on the keren of the mizbeach together with the nisach hayayin. This was only a 7-day thing, not performed at Shmini Atzeres. So you see, Shmini Atzeres, Sukkis is over a baisai. It's a brand new yom. Because of that, you have to make a shachion. So tomorrow, Rabbi Yehuda the Omer b'loy ga yimanatzach kol shmoina. Rabbi Yehuda respectfully disagrees in the halacha of nisach hamayim. And he says Nisach HaMayim continued on for the 8th day as well. Rashi points out that he's not only arguing in the 8th day versus 7th day, but Rabbi Yehuda has another machlokes, and that is that the Tanna Kamma holds that every day there were menasech b'shloisha lugin, while Rabbi Yehuda holds only b'loig hayim menasech. But the focus of our Gemara, of course, is on the Shmini Atzeres aspect, and it says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was Nisach HaMayim even on Shmini Atzeres.
He lived after the second Churban, or
yeah, long after. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Loi lived long after.
That is a historical fact. We can verify.
We can verify it. They didn't have continuity. They didn't know.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of the halachas that occurred in the Beis Hamikdash became a source of dispute because people couldn't remember what happened years ago. Nobody was alive anymore, even those that were, they started forgetting. I don't exactly sure what did we do. I don't remember. Good. But look at Menasach Koshmaya. So according to Yehuda, that the Menasach even on the 8th day, so in that respect there is no distinction between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. He says, well, you're right. But you still have the other two chilukim of Sukkot and Lulav and Esrig. But Nisach was Taka the same. Nisach took place on the 8th day. Why don't you say that Shvishal Pesach is also extra special, like a yontif b'fnei atzmai, because there is no din of achilas matzah? What do you mean there's no din? Yomamar, laila rishona choiva mikan ve'elech rishus. Only the first night is there a chiyuv of achilas matzah, and therefore there's no chiyuv on day number 7. Since there's no chiyuv on day number 7, so it's just like Shmini Atzeres, where there's no chiyuv of sukkah or lulav. Here too, on the 7th day of Pesach, there's no din of eating matzah.
There is. You have to wash. You have to celebrate yontif.
That's also only yontif.
You cannot eat bread. You have to wash.
There's no question you cannot eat bread. There's no question. You only have to eat matzah if you are, quote unquote, in the mood. Avad al tzoynig yontif, a person is supposed to wash, he's supposed to have 2 sudois, there's no question about it. But the mitzvah achilas matzah, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. On the first night of yontif, not only is a mitzvah of tzoynig yontif, but you gotta eat matzah, whether you like it or not, you have to eat matzah. And we
separate
mitzvah, exactly. Chutz from the din of tzoynig yontif, there's mitzvah of eating matzah. The rest of yontif, a person wants to eat potatoes, he can do that without eating any matzah whatsoever, including on the 7th day. Yes, on the yontif, yes, but as chilas matzah, there is no chiv. So right, we see the 7th day is different than the beginning of yontif. Now, you see already on the surface that the kasha is a little bit of a shvacha kasha. Why the shvacha kasha? Because until now, we're talking about the difference between the 7th day of yontif and the 8th day of yontif. The 7th day of yontif, you sat in the sukkah. The 7th day of yontif, you did your nisach hamayim. Your 7th day of yontif, you took a lulav and esrig. On the 8th day, you don't do any of these things except Rabbi Yehuda legabe the nisach. But otherwise, no sukkah, no lulav and esrig. Rabbi Yisai, here we're talking about 6 days later. On day number 1, we had to eat the matzah, but I didn't have to eat matzah day 2, and day 3, and day 4, and day 5, day 6, etc. So that's going to be one of the two tirus. Zoktimar, Hakei Ashta. You really cannot compare the case of Pesach, Shmini Shol Pesach, not Shmini, Shivi, Shvi Shol Pesach, you cannot compare to the din of Shmini Atzeres. Why? Hasa mi laila choluk miyoyim einoi choluk. When you're talking about the din of the 7th day of Pesach, it's only different than Laila, meaning the mitzvah of eating matzah was Laila Rishayna. There was no mitzvah of Yoim Rishayna. The morning after the Seder, you wake up, you're still a little bit groggy, you're still a little bit tired because you went to sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning. Ultimately, you're going to have your Sudas Yontif. There is no Chiyav of eating matzah, except for Oinig Yontif, but otherwise no Chiyav of eating matzah. So therefore, that's the day of Yontif, Yoim Rishayna. No din of eating matzah. So now on the seventh day, says the Gemara, the seventh day is only different than the first night of Yontif, but it's not cholik from any of the yomim of Yontif, including the first day as well as the other days. It's also mi laila cholik mi yom ena cholik. Here, in the case of Shmini Atzeres, it's a total break. Even miyoyim namichol, you don't take the lulav and esrog, which is a mitzvah by yoyim, kachem by yoyim, you don't do it your day. As well as you don't sit in the sukkah by yoyim, you don't do the nesach hamayim by yoyim. So the point is, it's totally different than day number 7 to day number 8. Mashenken the gabe Pesach, it's only different from the night, the first night of Yontif. It's not different than the first day of Yontif. First day of Yontif, there's no din of achilas matzah. Day number 7, there's no din of achilas matzah. Ravina Omar, zecholik mishalafonav, zecholik mishalafneifonav. In the case of 7 and 8 by Sukkot, day number 8, a minute after day 7 is over, day 8 begins. No more sukkah, no more lulav and esrog, no more nisach, it's cholik mishalafonav. In the case of Shvi'i Shel Pesach, Chol Mishel Shnei Fonim. Day number 7 is not different than day 6 and 5 and 4, except for Isser Melacha. But otherwise, there are no additional dinim of Achilas Matzah, no additional dinim of Isser Chometz. It's exactly the same. The only difference that is Mishel Shnei Fonim from 6 days ago. Ah, this is shown history. It's a long time ago. Therefore, you cannot compare one with the other. And that's why Shvi'i Shel Pesach, we do not make a Shechiyonu, but we do make a Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres. That was the first pshat. Rapapa Omar, I have another pshat. I'll bring you another raya that Shmini Atzeres is a regular b'fnei atzmei. Hachak ksiv par, hosam ksiv parim. Vosmeitis. So we all know when it comes to the Yontif of Sukkot, we start off on the first day bringing 13 parim. 13 cows. Wow. Holy cow. 13 huge animals. And of course we also bring the Elim and the Kvasim. But we're focusing at the moment on the part. That's on day 1. On day 2 you bring 12. On day 3 you go and bring 11. And then you go and bring 10. And then 9 and 8 and 7. That's through the 7 days of Yontif. So when it comes now, Shmini Atzeres, I would think, let's continue the progression. Let's go to number 6. Have 6 part. And the answer is no. The Pasuk says, Par Echad, only one par, not 6 par. So that's what the Gemara is telling us is, you see from the Karbonos, that is an abrupt change between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. And it's about that Par Echad that Chazal tells us and that Rashi brings, make for me a sudaktan, a small banquet. Not 13 par, 12 par, just one par. Reuben, you have a question? Okay.
It's a male.
It's a male, yes. Male, correct. Was that there?
This is the 13, 12, yeah.
11.
Sum equals 70, and that represents the nations of the world.
Yeah. Yeshikoyach Shelley, that's absolutely correct. Shelley is adding to our learning in the Gemara today from his broad Talmudic knowledge that when you start off with 13 and you go down to 12, 11, 10, etc., until 7, if you add all of those up, you get to 70 altogether, which are Keneged the Umos HaOlam, and therefore Chazal tell us that the Umos HaOlam also get a certain degree of protection based on the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it says in other Gemaras that if the Umos HaOlam would know how much benefit they get from our Beis HaMikdash, they wouldn't have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they would have supported it. But
in Israel today,
yes,
if you're there during Sukkot in Yerushalayim,
yes,
you'll see a parade of people from all different countries,
and they're all coming on the regular because they want to benefit from the 70 parim in the Beis HaMikdash.
That's what it sure looks like.
That's what it looks like. Okay, beautiful.
If you're in Yidin Bali, you can see them march by.
Gotcha.
Curious, why didn't Hashem, not to ask,
yes, to keep on going,
why didn't he institute a farewell small banquet after Pesach? Do you agree with me?
That's a good question.
It's interesting because Atzeres is called Shmuz, which is kind of parallel that Shavuos is sort of the farewell banquet before the summer to Pesach, like Shmini Atzeres is the farewell banquet before the winter for Sukkos.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Because it's called Atzeres in the Mishnah.
So when, I don't know if you all heard the dialogue here, but Daniel asked the question, why is it that there's a Shmini Atzeres after Sukkos? Why don't we have a Shmini Atzeres after Pesach? So Barry answered, because the Atzeres of Shavuos is like the Shmini Atzeres for Pesach. And by the way, this is not only Barry, but this says even the Rambam or the Ramban, this explanation, that just like you have in the middle of Sukkot, you have the Chol HaMoed in between, you have the first days, and then you have at the end the Shmini Atzeres. Here too, between Pesach and Atzeres, you have the Chol HaMoed of the Yemei Svira, which connects Pesach to Shavuos. So you do have that concept of a Shmini Atzeres, and in fact, Shavuos is called in the Torah Chag HaAtzeres, Atzeres Yilecha. Anyway, so getting back to Agmar, Vishkoyach for raising the point, and Barry, thank you for answering. But back to the Gemara, Zok Gemara Vayte. So Rav Papa just said the difference between, we see a concrete difference that the other 7 days are Purim, and on the final day Shmini Atzeres is only one pot. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar, Hocha Ksiv Bayoyim, Hosum Ksiv Uvayoyim. If you look in the Torah, as you know, throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, we keep on reading Uvayoyim Hashayini, V'yom Hashlishi, V'yom Harevi, and the next day V'yom Hashlishi, V'yom Harevi, V'yom Hachamishi. We keep on repeating this again and again and again. Each time it says Uvayoyim, Uvayoyim Hashayini, Uvayoyim Hashlishi, Uvayoyim. We get to Shmini Atzeres, it says Bayoyim Hashmini Atzeres Tzielechem. It doesn't say Uvayoyim. Says Rav Nachman Yitzchak has a simon that the others with the vavs are all extended days of Sukkot. Bayoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a statement. The boy said we're starting a new page, a new book. This is no longer the same Sukkot. This is a new yontiv called Shmini Atzeres. Rav Ashi Yom, I have another eye, which is very similar. Shkoyach, Hakiksev Kamishpat, Asim Ksev Kamishpata. What does that mean? Again, when we lane it on Yontif, all of the Musafim that they brought every single day, so we have the benefit of number one and number two in the Torah Ora Shalei. On the seven days of Yontif, it says Minchosven Skim Lapar V'ayiv Lakvasan Kimisparam. Kamishpat, I'm sorry, that is the one of Shmini Atzeres, thank you. That's from Shmini Atzeres. And number two is Minchosim Niskem Kim, Vaporim La'ilu La'kvasim Isvarim Kamishpatam. That's on day number 7 of Sukkot. That day number 7 of Kamishpatam is saying, like the Mishpat, the word Kamishpatam over here doesn't mean like justice in court. But Kamishpatam means the same rules and regulations that apply to the Parim Elim Lakvasim that you brought throughout Yontif until now continue to apply today as well, and that is the Menachos and Nesachim are based on for a par. And it would be three Yisroinim, Lekabi Elam and two Yisroinim, and so on and so forth, that the same Shiurim proportions, requirements that apply to Parim Elam across for the last 7 days apply to day number 7 as well. Masha'enke, when you get to day 8, there it says, Kimisparam Kamishpat. Kamishpat means the normal Mishpat, not the previous days. We're not talking about the previous days. Because today is an independent day on its own, so go and bring the Menchosim, the Niskeim, the way you're supposed to, the way it's set forth in Sefer Bamidbar, I believe in Parsha Shlach or Korach.
I think, isn't it a Pinchas?
No, these Psukkim are in Pinchas, but the Menachos and the Sochim, the amount that you have to go and bring, is described in Shlach or in Korach. Getting back to our Gemara, Zok Gemara Vayter, so here's Kamishpat, Kamishpatam. Lema Mesayle, let's bring a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? That on Shmini Atzeres we say Shechiyon. Lema Mesayle, Aparim Vo'il Vakvasim, Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Aparim Ein Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. Shechariculo, Shari Mismatim, Liholchin. What's going on over here? What happens during Yontif, when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing? Every single day you had to bring lots of korbanos. Now we're only talking about the Korban Musaf, we're not talking about the Tom Shoshachat, Tom Shevein Avoyim. The Korban Musaf they brought specially for that day. So we already said on the first day of Yontif, bring 14 part. And so on and so forth, the next day 13 and 12, and I'm sorry, 13 part, and then 12, 11, 10, etc. 13 part. That's got to be part. As far as the Elim are concerned, every day they brought two Elim. kvasim they brought every single day? 14 kvasim. So, first day of Yom Tov was very busy. Zumtai. He got 13 parim, 2 elim, 14 kvasim. Wow. And each day the same applies, except that the parim went down from 13 to 12 to 11, etc. But elim and kvasim remain static through the 7 days of Yom Tov. Now, what happens if you are missing one par? Or one ayil, or one kevis. I couldn't find, I don't have 14 kvasim. I only got 13 kvasim. So ma'akvim zeh. The parsha mashmoyes of the Gemara is that the all ma'akvim, you can't bring any of them. It's either all or nothing. If you don't have all of them, you don't bring any of them. Rav Yehuda Omer, parim is not the case. Parim ain ma'akvim zeh. The elim and kvasim, I agree with you. But parim are not ma'akvim. So if you didn't have on day one, 13 parim, bring 12. And if you only had 11, bring 11. What's the reason why? Sher mismat b'holchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already showed you that the parim is not a fixed number. It keeps on moving down gradually from 13 to 12 to 11 to 10, etc. So therefore, nishkefelach, if you don't have 13, bring 12. You don't have 12, you bring 11. You do the best you can. But the kvasim and elim, since those are fixed numbers, you got to bring those. Amrulai. So the Chacham said back to Reb Yehuda, "Valikulan mismatid v'holchem mishmini." Just like you're bringing a raya that Purim go down every single day one. Guess what? When you come to day eight, also all of them go down. From the Elim, you're down from 2 down to 1. And from the 14 Kvasim, you go from 14 down to 7. Oh, so you see, there, Ulta Kaddish Baruch was showing you that there is this gradual change, and it's not a fixed number. Amalahan. So he answered back, you can't compare. Shmini regal b'fniyatzmayhu. Shmini is a separate regal on its own. Shekishem sheshivas yemei hachag tuunin korban v'shir ubracha v'lina. Av shmini ton korban v'shir ubracha v'lina. We'll explain what that means in a moment, but what Rabbi Yehuda's response to the Chachamim is, don't bring me a raya from the difference between 7 to 8. That's on its own, because 8 is a brand new Yontif, so that's not a raya. I'm bringing a raya from the days of the 7 days of Yontif itself, that from day 1 to day 2 we go down from 13 to 12 to 11 to 10 to 9. That's why ein ma'akvin. The fact that from day 7 to day 8 is not ma'akvin, that it goes down gradually, doesn't nishkaraya, because it's a like a regular day of, it's a brand new Yontif. What would happen if, for instance, if it was no Shmini Atzeres and you'd go straight? Okay, so L'chaim L'sholem, enjoy. What happens if you on day number, there was no Shmini Atzeres, and from day 7 to 8, 8 was Isruchag. Isruchag, you don't bring any Musafim. So you're going to go and say, oh, you see that it changes. It went down from 14 Kvasim down to 0, and from 2 Elim down to 0. Everybody would say, come on, what's the... it's not Yom Tov anymore. So he's saying, it's not Yom Tov Esukas anymore. Now it's Shmini Atzeres. Don't bring me a Raya from Shmini Atzeres. Now, how do I know Shmini is regular with the Atzwe? Says the Gemara for a number of reasons. Number one, you see the korbanos are different, as we've been discussing all along, that here you started off with 13 going down to 7, you would expect that we'd go down to 6 on the parim, and we go down to the singular 1, as well as the elim cross would go from 2 and 14 down to 1 and 7 respectively. The shear is different. Now what is that shear that we're talking about? The shir that the Levium said in the Beis Hamikdash. We every single day we have the shir shel yoim shel Levium hoyu oimim the Beis Hamikdash. On Yom Tov they had a special shir shel yoim. The shir shel yoim of the seven. I'm sorry.
Is al shminis or something?
Well, we'll get to that in a moment. First, we're talking about the 7 days of Sukkot. The 7 days of Sukkot, says Rashi, they said a special shir, and Rashi says, good news on Daf Nun Hey, another 8 days, the Gemara is going to spell out what that shir was, but they are kapitlech of Tehillim that refer to matnois aniyim, the importance of giving matonis to the aniyim, and they specially said that on Sukkot, because Sukkot is the time of the Asifa, when they collected all the tvua and all the fruits from the fields. They immediately brought it home before it starts raining and pouring and ruining all of the fruits and all of the tvua. And before you start counting up all your profits and start dividing it up and selling and whatever. Don't forget Matnas Aniyim. Don't forget Leket, Shikha, Peya, Maestris, etc. That's why we lane those Shir, or the Leviim, lane those Parshiois in the Tehillim during the 7 days. However, on the 8th day, we didn't read from that Shir Shoyan. Rashi says, I'm not sure what the Shir Shoshmini was. If you look at Rashi, Rashi 6th line in the wide lines, Shir Shalaviyam Imre Bekabonis Shmini, Einoim Nisei the Shir Hachag, V'lei Poyrash Li Shir Shoshmini. Says Rashi, I don't know. Nemtadam. I don't know what they said on the 8th day. I do know the 7 days, because that we're going to have in Daf Nun Hey. But they said the 8th day, I don't know. So Tosis says, Rashi has a point, it doesn't say the Feirish, but if you look at the middle Tosis, Shir, short Tosis, Pirish Bekudris, like Pirish Mao Shir Shoshmini, or Mesech the Sofrim Mash, Masha Yoimim the Beis HaKnesses, not in base in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaKnesses, they said, Lamatech, Alashlinis, like Barry was saying before, Bishama, perhaps, Kmoiken Hoyar Oimim HaLeviim the Beis HaMikdash. And why do we say in the Beis HaKnesses? Probably because this is a Masoda from the Beis HaMikdash. So it doesn't say Befeirish, but there's a good chance. And says, so if you can mash me, this is much more Yishami as well. Sorry. It's a very...
Exactly.
It's a very strong possibility. So Tosis doesn't argue with Rashi. He just says, Rashi says it doesn't say Befeirish, but logically, probably, that's what it is. You can deduce that it was Lam Netziach Lashmiz. Very good. Getting back to Agmar, so that's what he means, that Shir was different. Bracha was different. Now, what he means Bracha was different? That's going to be the discussion in Mi'at Hashem as soon as we get to the Amud Beis. Rashi says, Mefarish V'Ozel, what the different Bracha that we're talking about in Shemini Atzeres. That's number three. And there's a mitzvah of Lina. What means a mitzvah of Lina? Lina means that when you bring on the first day of Yom Tov, whether it's on Pesach, whether it's on Sukkot, whether it's on Shavuos, you bring your Karbon. Matzah Yom Tov, you say to yourself, okay, I brought my Odes Re'iyah, I brought my Shalmei Chagiga, my Pesach, I brought my Karm Pesach, and I ate my Karm Pesach, I'm done. I'm ready to go home now on the first Eged bus on Matzah Shabbos, or Matzah Yom Tov, I should say. The answer is a din of Lina, you have to stay over in Yerushalayim that night, and only travel the next morning. Why is that? Because it says in the Pasuk, Ufanisa baboiker v'yolach de lo yolech. Ufanisa baboiker. In the morning you'll be pona, you'll direct your attention to traveling home, v'yolach lo yolech, and then you return to your island. So now what the Gemara tells us is that what happens if a person during Sukkot stayed for Shmini Atzeres, which is obviously a worthwhile thing to do, he stayed, and now it's Matzah Shmini Atzeres, he wants to go home. The answer is no, you gotta wait until the next morning. For us in Chutz La'aretz, Simchas Torah, for an Eretz Yisrael, Yisro Chag, you cannot go home that night. It's a separate mitzvah of Lina. And Rashi says, even if the person was already Mekayim the Lina, because he was here for the last few days, and he did not travel home on Matzah Yom Tov, he's a special new din of Lina on Shmini Atzeres, that you have to stay overnight, and you have to wait until the next morning. Fine, so you see that Shmini Atzeres is its own special carbon, special shear, special bracha, special Lina. And therefore, says this Man Yomer, that's why it's logical to go and... Oh, okay, so we're not finished with the Raya yet. Remember, we brought this Lin Messiah. Let's bring a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said that on Shmini Atzeres we make a special Shechionim because it's a regular Lifnei Atzmai. Says you might have a Raya from this price. What's a Raya from this price? That Rabbi Yehuda has enumerated at least 3 or 4 new Chidushim for Shmini Atzeres that didn't apply to Sukkot, and that's why it's logical that you say Shechionim. I say 3 or 4, even though we mentioned 4, Karban Shir Bracha Olina, because the question is, what does bracha mean? Could be bracha itself means shechiyanu, as we're going to discuss in a moment. So therefore, you can't use that as the proof that you should say yes shechiyanu. But rather, there are 3 differences plus bracha, and that's why we see that it's a regular b'fnei atzmai, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan is right when he says we should say shechiyanu. Thank you, Maria. my love, when we said the word bracha, didn't we mean zman? So you see clearly from the braisa that Shmini Atzeres is special, that there's a new bracha. We say shachianu. But to my lie, it could be that the word bracha is like we started off today's blot on the bottom of mem vav on the base, that we said the word bracha, we mean the haskara, the mention of yontif in birchas hamazon and benching and tefillah and davening, as well as in the kiddush, that instead of saying now chag hasukkos is there, we say chag shmini atzeres is there, or shmini atzeres, or shmini chag atzeres is there, like Rashi has that. Anyway, I'm sorry. So says the Gemara, you thought you have a beferish of raisa that says that shmini atzeres you make a new bracha meaning zman. No, right. Rather, this bracha is referring to the mention of shmini atzeres. And this is in fact the real pshat. It's logical that this is the right pshat. If you're going to go and tell me that it means zman shechiyanu, zman koshiva miyika. In other words, looking at the structure of the braisa, the braisa said, three lines from the back. Shekishem sheshivas yimeyachag tunim korb b'mishir ubracha af shmini toim korb b'mishir ubracha. Shivas yimeyachag is toim bracha of shechiyanu. You only make a shechiyanu the first day. You don't make shechiyanu day two, three, four, five. Here in Chutz Laaretz we make on the second night. But everybody agrees, certainly don't make on the third, fourth, fifth. You only do it at the beginning of Yom Tov. What's this? Shivas yimeyachag tunim bracha. Ah, according to new pshat, makes a lot of sense. The 6-7 days of Yom Tov, we kept on saying every single day, Chag HaSukkah, Chag HaSukkah, in Shemoneh Esrei, in benching, first day in Kiddush, and now we no longer say Chag HaSukkah, we say Chag Shmini Atzeres. How can I miss out? He's talking about Zman, Zman Koshiv, Ni'ikah. Says Imar, Holy Kashim. That kasha that you just asked, that you don't have shechiyana the 7 days, that's a nishkaraya. What it means to say is, what happens if a person forgot to say shechiyana the first night, and then he only remembers on day 2, 3, 4, 5, 5th day of Chol HaMoed, 4th day of Chol HaMoed, it's Hoshana Rabbah, and he says, did I make Kiddush the first? Of course I made Kiddush. I couldn't go into Sukkah without making Kiddush. Did I go and say Leishiva Sukkah? Sure. Did I make Shechiyanu? You know what? I don't think I made Shechiyanu the first night. I can't believe it. I didn't say first time in my life I didn't say Shechiyanu. You can go and say it the second day, third day, fourth, even a Shana Rabbi, you can go and keep on saying the Shechiyanu. Faith Yimara, 1 second, we call Mokin Koisbeinan. You're telling me that the 7 days that it says it's ton bracha that you can make shechiyanu, you can't make shechiyanu unless you're making it ala kois, kois shol yayin. And normally throughout Chol HaMoed, you don't hold the kois, you don't take drink, you're not drinking wine, and therefore Rashi says ein yayin motzi l'chol adam chol shol moed. It's not motzi. Apparently, wine was a precious item, and people didn't drink it that frequently, even on Chol HaMoed. And that being the case, so you cannot make the Shechiyanu. So Zimon, the Messiah, Ram Nachman, Zman Oim Refer Lubashuk. Let's bring a right to Ram Nachman, that Ram Nachman says that if a person forgot to go and say Shechiyanu the first night by Kiddush, he could say it even in the marketplace. He's out going and buying fruits and vegetables in Machne Yehuda. Oi, I didn't say Shechiyanu. Where's my Koshul Yayin? I don't have a Koshul Yayin. Make a Shechiyanu without the Koshul Yayin. The Yam has been in Kois Kol Yom Mi'ika. Since Allah says you can say Shechiyanu every one of the 7 days, B'di'evet as a fallback, does a person normally hold on to a Kois in his pocket? No. So the Sefer of Nachman says you don't need a Kois. So tomorrow, no, this is Och Nishkarai. Dilma D'ikalei Kois. Maybe Yitaka do need a Kois every single time. Not like Rav Nachman. And that we said that the 7 days you can go and say a Shechiyanu, we mean if and when you have a Kois. If you don't have a Kois, you cannot. But if you do have a Kois during Chol HaMoed, third day Chol HaMoed, I didn't say Shechiyanu first night, make now, don't make Kiddush, but go and say Bayer Prikof and then say a Shechiyanu. Anyway, so bottom line is, we have no absolute concrete raya from the braisa that the word bracha means shechiyanu, because it could mean the recitation of chag shmini atzeres chag as opposed to chag asukas. So we don't have a raya. Fine, host raya, but the maisa Rabbi Yochanan continues to hold his that we make a shechiyanu on the 8th day. Now we're going to focus for a few moments on the inyan of lina, that you have to stay overnight, matzah shmini atzeres. Sav Rabbi Yehuda, shmini to'un lina? What time you didn't learn the price? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, minayin lepesach sheni, she'ena to'un lina. What happens Pesach Sheni? Everybody knows Pesach Sheni is a month later. You davened Iyar, you brought your Karban Pesach, you ate the Karban Pesach, and now you want to go home. Can you leave that night, or do you have to leave the next morning, just like Pesach Rishon? That's why you can't leave on Yom Tov, so you'd have to leave on Chol HaMoed. But Pesach Sheni, there is no Chol HaMoed, and there's no real Yom Tov, you're just bringing the carbon. Can you leave that night after finishing the carbon Pesach? Zaktimara, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Minayim Pesach Sheni, ain't eternally. There is no din of lina. Shemem says, 'Bata benisim mavoyke balachto le'alecha.' That's what it says by Pesach Rishon." Uksid, the next pasuk says, "Sheishes yom toichel matzois." Zaktimara, eshe toun shisha toun lina, eshe ainay toun shisha ainay toun lina. The yom of a Pesach that includes a 6-day progression of eating matzois, Rashi points out, lav dafka eating the matzahs, because there is no chiv of eating matzahs throughout Yom Tov except the first night. He's really focusing on the reverse, or the inverse, that the sheishes yom you cannot eat chomet. Anytime that there's a 6 days progression of not eating chomet, then there's a din of lina ufanisa rabbi kvalach lo liolach. However, that is ena she'ena toin shisha, the din of Karban Pesach, says Pesach Sheni, says Rashi, you're allowed to eat Pesach Sheni, matzah, mitmurar, with the Pesach Sheni, and eat chometz immediately thereafter. There is no din of chometz like you have for Pesach Rishon. Ah, says ain't it toin shisha, there's no din of 6 days of Isser chometz. Ain't it toin lina, doesn't have a din of lina. Now that's all fantastic. What does it have to do with us? Why don't you say and broaden this drasha of Rabbi Yehuda when he says and then it says not only to exclude Pesach Sheni, but isn't it also coming to exclude that Shmini Shel Chag is the same din in the sense that it also has different dinim than the previous 7 days of Sukkot, and therefore it also doesn't have this progression of Sheishes Yom or Shivas Yom. It's a regular on its own. So maybe therefore there's no dinner of Ufanisa Baboiker. You have to wait until the morning. Maybe you can go ready at night. Just like Pesach Sheni, you can go at night. To do light. Lamutze Pesach Sheni Tekavase. The Ganze Droshe of Rabbi Yehuda is Pesach Rishon, coming to exclude Pesach Sheni. The Kavasi means its counterpart. Thank you. You have Pesach Rishon, you have the Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Rishon, which has a Shisha, 6 days of chometz and matzah, you're not allowed to eat chometz. You can eat matzah, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah, etc. Oh, that's on Pesach Rishon, the Mutim Pesach Sheni, where there are no dinam of the chometz and matzah that we're talking about. Zog to Yomara, Acheram Yistavra, and I'll bring you a raya that we're only excluding Pesach Sheni, and we're not excluding Shmini Atzeres. Then now we learned in the Mishnah, Hat Bikurim Tu'unin Korban V'Shir Utenuf. And this is, by the way, the beginning of this week's parasha from until Sheni that talks about the Indian of Bikurim. What's it in by Bikurim Tu'unin Korban? When you bring the Bikurim to Yerushalayim, you also have to bring a Korban Shlomim at the same time. Shir, you have a special shear. What's the shear? And how do you know there's a shear? Says Rashi, because it says in the pasuk, "The samachti b'cholatoy v'shenosin l'chashem b'kecha." That b'cholatoy comes to tell you, "Ain toiv el shear." You express yourself that you thank Hashem for the simcha and for the cholatoy by singing. Utenufa, you have to make a special tenufa of the bikurim. We'll see in the Gemara shortly how this special tenufa was done. There is no beferish pasuk in the Torah that bikurim were subject to tenufa. However, if Yehuda is going to learn this from an extra word in the Torah, as we'll see in a moment. And there's a din of velina. The day that you bring the bikurim, and you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and you've celebrated, and all, you bring a karm shlamim, you have to stay overnight. You can't say, matzah bringing the bikurim, the boy say, I got a closing tomorrow, I got to run home, I got to, and you got to stay until the next morning. Din of velina. Says Yomar, man shamas lidi omet tenufa. Who is the one that's machadish? There's a din of tenufa by Bikurim. It's Rabbi Yehuda. They come to on lina, and he holds you required lina, like we just said. that it's carbon shear tenufa velina. Now, how do I know that it's Rabbi Yehuda that's machadish the din of tenufa by bikurim desayin? Rabbi Yehuda Omer the nachtoi zu tenufa. Now, the two psukim in the parsha bikurim, meaning in this week's sedra, before you get to Shani, both psukim are virtually identical in concept. One pasuk says, you see number 3, the atineya vesius racious pri adam, I brought the pri adam, meaning the bikurim, and the hinachtoi lefnei Hashem lekechta. But hinachtoi means, and I put it down. I put it down in the Azorah in front of the Mizbeach, and the Azorah v'inach lefnei Hashem lekecha. Then you go to pasuk number 4. V'lokach hakoyin etenem yidecha, v'inichoy lefnei Mizbeach Hashem lekecha. We put it down, hanocha. So it says twice in the psukim, one v'hinachtoy, one v'hinichoy. What's going on? Are there two times that they put it down? So the Yehuda, that one v'hinachtoy doesn't mean putting down, it means tenufa. It means to put it down, it doesn't mean to do wavings. How do you know it means snufa? By definition, this must mean tenufa by default, because it can't mean the Torah you put it down twice. You put it down once in front of the mizbeach, which is twice. So one means snufa. One is snufa. Good. So what do I see from this drash of Rabbi Yehuda? That he is the one that holds, he's the Mandiyomar that says that there's a din of tenufa and there's a din of lina by bikurim.
Why didn't they have tenufa? Why just you're lifting it up? Why tenufa? Why?
I mean, what's the right that stuff get tenufa?
Tenufa, right? Couldn't you just lift it up and then you put it down again?
I don't know. I don't know why he thinks the enough. Maybe it's something else. Maybe he shoot it into outer space. Right? I don't know how he knows that it means tenufa. He probably had a masoida, but it's based on this extra word. Zokti Mara, and so therefore I see Rabbi Yehuda requires lina, even though bikurim is a one day thing. In fact, it's only a 1 hour thing, right? You bring the bikurim in and you put it down, you say the tefillah that it says, and the kohen takes it, etc. But it's an ishkalanga maisa, and nevertheless, it's a din of lina. So too, by Shmini Atzeres, there's a din of lina. And even though Rabbi Yehuda said by Pesach Sheni there's no din of lina, it's only dekavose memayit. Pesach Rishon is memayit Pesach Sheni, but it's not memayit Shmini Atzeres, and it's not memayit bikurim. So I have a raya. Great Gemara, what's the raya? That it says in the Mishnah, habikurim tunim karbim v'shira tenufa v'lina. And you said it was Musaf sign Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's machadish the tenufa. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the sign of the Braisa. State on the Gemara, the Kohen takes the tenor, that's the basket from the hands of the Balim, and therefore I learned from this that the Bikurim required tenufa, that the Kohen is going to take in his hands and going to do a tenufa. Divrei Blazim and Yaakov. So before we don't know really what the Makoyer is. He just says he took and he did tenufa. He doesn't say what's the Makoyer. We're going to see that in another moment. But what we do see from this price is that Rabbi Yehuda is not the only Tana that holds that there's a din of tenufa by Bikurim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov also holds that the din of tenufa by Bikurim. And so therefore, the Tana of the Mishnah, Titnan habikurim tuunim korbin shir tenufa velina, it doesn't have to be that Rabbi Yehuda said that Mishnah. It could be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Mishnah. And therefore it could be Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is no din of lina by Bikurim. And therefore there shouldn't be a din of lina either by Shmini Atzeres. And so therefore the Gemara is saying is you don't have a raya. We wanted to bring a raya to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that there is no lina by Shmini Atzeres. No. It could be there is, it could be there's not. You have no raya from this Mishnah and this price because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda. My dear Rabbi ben Yaakov, what's the basis of his drasha that is a din of tenufa? Asi yad yad mishlam. We're going to learn Xavier Shabbat. What's Xavier Shabbat? Sivach b'loka kainetena miyodecha, yad miyodecha. Uksiv Hasem, and it says yodot tiviana eis ishi Hashem. This is number 5. And what does it say in the pasuk? Yodot tiviana eis ishi Hashem es achedu vela chaze vienu eis achaze lehanif oisei tenufa. Din of tenufa. Right? And what does it say in the beginning of the pasuk? Yod of Tiviana. So therefore we take the word Yad and we associate it with Tenufa. And here it says, and now we learn Yad, Yad, Yadecha from Yodov. Makan koyin avkala halan koyin. Just like it says over here. Look, achak koyin etenem yidecha. The yodah tiviena is also through a koyin. Umalal and balim, and just like over there it's talking about balim. Yodah tiviena esi shehashem is chayla liyibing it. Avkan balim. Okay, so therefore we're going to learn koyach maniach yodah tachas yadah balim. Umaynif. How do you do the tufa? So number one, we learn yad from shlamim that there's a din of tenuf at all. It's a tenuf of neyashem. And you also learn from the two psukim together, once is a koyin, once is balim, that both of them participated in doing the tenufa. Now, how did they both participate? It says, so the way it sounds like from our Gemara, on a simple level, you have a tenor, which is a basket. The bala put their hands under the basket, and the kihana put their hands underneath the yad habayit. And therefore, the Koyin's hands don't touch the ten of the basket because the Yad HaBailim is Bamsa. That's the Parshi Pshat. But that's not how Rashi learns Pshat. Rashi learns Pshat is that the Baalim would hold onto the tenor from the upper rim, and the Kahanim held onto the tenor from the bottom, and so therefore never the twain shall meet. It's true that the Koyin's hands were underneath the Yad HaBailim, but they're not that they were touching the Yad HaBailim. Let's assume that this is not a basket. Let's assume that this is a basket. So the Baalim would hold the basket from the top, and the Kahanim would hold it from the bottom, but the Kahanim's hands don't touch the Baalim.
But they are below the Baalim's hands.
But they are below, and that's a tach. You see the Rashi, two lines on the bottom. Tach is yad Baalim. Baalim uchzim b'svas ha-tena. They're holding on to the upper edge, the rim of the tena, the basket. The koyim yad of tach ha-shula. Uchim ha-fari v'sach, this bikurim, azoy de pshat. And the bottom toys says that the pshat of Rashi is an excellent pshat, because otherwise wouldn't we have a problem of chatzitza? Just like we have a chatzitza by tvila, we have a chatzitza by avoida. Here it all says, ashtikal avoida in the
beginning.
Good point. So you're saying it's not absolute raya. We had some machloikas when the minachoyt is enough. Good. Anyway, there's another raya also. Toys brings from the bottom by Soita. Soita says also that they had to do a tenufa, and the problem over there is that the baalim is a baalois. It's a lady. So therefore, this makes it much easier if the lady is holding from the top and the coin from the bottom, then it shouldn't go and touch one another. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Zokimara, Kesekim. And now we have Umat, Meitzvah. So I see from this Drash of Relezim and Yaakov, he holds a din of Tanufa, and therefore he might be the Tana of the Mishnah that says, Bikurim Tuna, Tanufa, and Lina. And if we have no Rai, what Rabbi Yehuda would hold Legabi Lina on Bikurim, and therefore we cannot extrapolate from that to Shmini Atzeres. Zokimara, may have your luck. We've had a beautiful, lengthy discussion, but bottom line, do we say Shachyanu on Shmini or not? Yes, what do you want to say, brother?
Lina, so we're saying, we say, by Shmini Atzeres,
right,
from Kashalai.
Right.
So you're staying
Shemini,
now we're saying you have to stay
Lina
another night, the ninth day.
Matzah Shemini Atzeres, you have to stay over in Yerushalayim, and you leave the ninth morning, right after the Shachar.
The hotel industry must
promote it. No, they can't charge. You can't charge for pilgrims. You can't charge when they're coming.
They don't have a lot.
They charge for the food. They charge for the breakfast. $250 for a breakfast.
My Javi, everybody will check out right after davening, or the davening in somewhere else. My Javi, Rav Nachman Omar. So, bottom line, do we say Shachyanu? Or not? Rav Nachman Omar, Imrim Zman Shini Shachag. Yes, we say Shachyanu. Shes Omar, Ein Imrim Zman Shini Shachag. We do not say Shachyanu. Belchazah Imrim Zman Shini Shachag. You do say Shachyanu. Tani Kavosah Rav Nachman, bring a right from Nachman. Shmini Regel of Neatzmoi. The Inyan Pizar Kishav.
So, what is an atrocious water? Why it shouldn't?
Why? Because Rav Sheshis disagrees with what we've been learning so far this morning, and he says that Shmini Atzeres is a continuation of Sukkis minus a number of mitzvahs. But nevertheless, it's still a day of Sukkis. You continue on around Fuhin in Sukkis. Just because Kodesh Baruch Hu made it easier, if you will, on the last day. Today you don't have to do Shmini, you don't have to go in the Sukkah, you don't have to take your Lulav and Asri, but it's still Sukkis. And could be that Rav Sheshis holds it, one should even be masked in Shmini Atzeres. You should say Chaga Sukkis is there. Could be he holds it, continues, just like you don't make a Shechiyanu, it continues to be the final day of Sukkis. Tani Gavosid of Nachman, Shmini Regel of Neatzma, it is a separate regal on its own. The Inyan Pizar Kishav. What means Pizar Kishav? These are Russian tathis. Tayis, Zman, Regel, Karbin, Shir, and Bracha. We've discussed almost all of these already. The first one we did not discuss yet. Tayis Vifnei Atzmai means, explains Rashi, we know that there were 24 Mishmaris. And all 24 Mishmaris have the right to go and do the Avodah on the Yomim Tovim. So all 24 Mishmaris of the Kanim came, and we told them, I have good news for you, we got plenty of Kabbanis. On day number one, we got 13 Purim. Wow! And then after that, we have 12, and then we have 11, etc., etc. Now, they didn't bother doing a pious, because since there's such a wealth of Kabbanis, they said, you know what, we're going to go in order from the first Mishmar through the 24th Mishmar. And they're all listed in Dibrei Hayom. Yahyod, I think, is number one or number two. And Yedayev and others. They go in order. So on day number one, we started off the first 13. And then day number two, 12, 11, etc. If you add all those up together, Shelley's no longer with us on the Zoom, but he told us already before that there's 70 altogether. Now, since there are 24 Mishmarites, if you divide 70 by 24, how much do you get? Almost 3. Because 3 times 24 would give you 72. Right, everybody agree? You get 72. So it means the first 24 Mishmarites, everybody got a pot. Second time around, everybody got a pot. Third time around, only the first 22 out of the 24 got a pot. The last two didn't get their part. Ah, so now it comes on Shmini Atzeres. I would think, let's go and give at least one of those two remaining two that didn't have the par on the third time around, that they should go and get they should be the exclusive guys that should go and get the par on Shmini Atzeres. The answer is that we start a brand new pious. And the pious, whoever is going to win that, and the pious will get it. And therefore, it could very well be that one of the other 22 that already had the third time around will get yet another par on the final day on Shmini Atzeres. Sorry?
We have two losers.
I wouldn't call them losers, but they don't have
a short change.
It's better not to eat so much meat.
Okay, so that's the pious with Neatzma. They had to draw lots, so to speak. It's not really drawing lots, as you know, but we need a new pious on Shmini Atzeres for that singular pie. And then we had Zman Bifnei Atzmai, that's the Shechiyonu. You make a special Zman. Rashi says Zman Bifnei Shechiyonu. Good. Regel b'fnei atzmai is a Rashi she'en yoshev b'sukkah. You don't go and sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, except in Chutz La'aretz, that was the initial discussion. But otherwise, it's just so you don't sit in the sukkah. It's a karban b'fnei atzmai, like we said already numerous times, just one par and only one ayil and seven kvasim. Shira b'fnei atzmai, that's the l'chayr according to Toisus,
that's
halashminas, exactly. Brach b'fnei atzmai, that in the Shmini Atzeres we don't go and say chagasukkah, say we say Shmini Atzeres and chagasukkah. And then Rashi brings from the Tosefta that they made a special Birchas HaMelech, like it says in Melachim Aleph, that B'yoy Mashmini Sholech Zom B'yivorchu HaSamelech. This is what, at the time of the Binyan Bayis Rishon, that after they finish all the celebrations, Shlomo HaMelech sends everybody home, and then they send a final bracha to the Melech that he built the Mishmish and he's the king.
So this is a Tifta to Rav Sheshes then. Why are you saying this is a...
It's like every Braisa that the Gemara brings a right to one, and it's Shver on the other. So either Rav Sheshes will say, well, I have a Braisa somewhere else, another Tana that disagrees, or Rav Sheshes will say, this is not authoritative, and they'll disagree, and therefore it's not a Braisa of Ravina and Ravashi, right? Good. And that's Rabbi Yoshia. Fine. Anyway, that's the end. Now there is one other vort on this regular from the Atzmai, and that is that there's a famous Gemara in Masechta Shabbos that the Goy came to Shammai and Hillel and said, Tlamdeni kol ha-toyre kula al regalach zgayreni al mash tlamdeni. I want to become a ger on the condition that you teach me kol ha-toyre kula al regalach. Says the Heilig Arishna that Gemara is merames to our Gemara to Shmini Atzeres. He asked him, the Goy says, I learned all about sukkahs. You have to sit in the sukkah, you have to have a lulav and esrei. Explain to me the Torah on this regel b'fnei atzmai, the regel achas. What is this regel b'fnei atzmai? So he told him, it comes to tell you that ma'adisani loch lechavrich al tavid, which means, v'hafta reacha kamoicha. the purpose of this regular b'fnei atzmai of Shmini Atzeres is one final day that people should be b'yahava, achva, sholem, v'reyus. And when it says in the Gemara that it's kosher l'preidaschem, it's not only the period between Hashem Yisborach and Klal Yisrael, it's the period between one Jew and the other, that all the Jews are going home now, ishtachas gafne, ishtachas teinosai. One person's going back to Poland, one's going back to Hungary, and they're not going to talk to each other for the next year. Only when they get back to the Semitic, they'll be back together. So he said, that's what the guy wants. And what's the pshad in the regular of Neatzmai? Said the Rishna, that's what he'll answer them, to instill a hava among the Jewish people.
Amen. Beautiful.